Yes, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's now the time that we discuss business. It's a time now that we discuss governance. It's a time now that we discuss issues of bread and butter. It's now a right time that we look at what has been happening, what is happening in Namibia, outside the country, and indeed what is happening at the global forum. You know, a lot of things are happening, a lot of events are happening. However, this is your time to discuss, everything that related to bread and butter issue. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Business and Economic Segment. This is your favorite program at your best number one talk radio in Namibia, Eagle FM Namibia. And we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. It's almost Friday. And we are pushing toward the end of the year. And it's always very important. Tighten your belt. Because we are here for quite a long time. And indeed, we need to unpack those issues. From all the relevant perspectives. Because we only have one aim. And the fundamental aim of this program is none other than educating, upgrading the thinking, improving the thinking of young people, adults, old people, and every Namibian who is interested in economic development, who is interested in seeing the future of the country that we dream about, the future of the country that our forefathers planned about, the future of the country that our forefathers fought for, and flourishing of democracy. Namibia is a country with a lot of resources, rich in the content of resources, rich in human capital. However, we are faced by various challenges. That's why the aim of this program is to make sure that we dissect those issues. We look at what the government is doing, where the government is doing right, where the government is doing where it's not right, how we can navigate platform. What is our views as ordinary citizens? What role do we need to play in the realization of, the goals and objective of the country? Because we don't only speak about what is not done well, we also remind ourselves to say, for us to drive the development of the country, for us to drive the development of Namibia, we need the views of everybody. We need to partake. We need to be at the center of those, discussions, and also practically apply those skills, those technical skills, those theoretical skills that you learn from, school, university, and also what is called knowledge through experience, so that we see the Namibia that we want. And we also touch at international, continental, and national agenda, from United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goal, African Agenda 2063, National Development Plan until NDP 6, and also look at the relationships of Namibia with other countries. And the interesting thing about this program, we are always making sure that we see and observe what is happening around, and also what can we do. And there is nothing better than critical thinking, particularly when it's coming to innovation. There is nothing better than critical thinking, innovative ideas, and also the essence of using economic data, economic insight, to make long-term strategic decisions in order to achieve the intended purposeful goal, which is not only commercially driven, which is not only personally driven, but
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Driven, which is not only personally driven, but the goal, which is human-centered, which is solving problems and also advancing the country. Now, before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very crucial. It's always very crucial to look at how do you get connected with Eagle FM Namibia? How do you connect it with Eagle FM Namibia? What are the Eagle FM Namibia products? How can you market, advertise with us? And also, what do we offer? How can you connect to our frequency? What are the better and alternative ways of connecting to Eagle FM? Yes, the first thing you need to do, make sure that you follow us at all our social media platform. Follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn, because when you do that, you bought yourself a luxury, a free luxury of getting access to economic updates, developmental updates, and indeed, you will be able to have access to the content of trade, content of international affairs, and content of national development. You have a luxury to get content of financial institutions. What are the opportunities which are there? What are the trading opportunities? Which areas of investment Namibia is more focusing on? What are the latest statistics are saying? What is happening within the labor force and all those things? So you can only do that by make sure that you follow us at our social media platform, like our page and share our page. Because you know why? When you share our page, those who are following you will also be able to follow us, and they'll have access also to information, of access to that content. On top of that, it's always very crucial to make sure that you follow the Villager newspaper, like the Villager newspaper. The Villager newspaper is an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And when you like and share the Villager newspaper, when you download the Villager newspaper, we are always encouraging you, particularly the young people, the student, the business person, the researchers, academicians, whether you are studying international relation, international law, you are studying trade, you are studying development studies, you are studying engineering, science, you are interested in green hydrogen, make sure that you have a copy of the Villager newspaper. It's the only economic paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And by subscribing to the Villager newspaper, you will be able to be sent the copy of the Villager newspaper every Monday morning, every Wednesday morning, and indeed every Friday morning via your WhatsApp. On top of that, you can also advertise with us, because we're always indicating to you that money spent on advertisement is money on the way to come. Money spent on advertisement is money yet to come. So talk to our marketing team, talk to Meme Monica, and when you speak to Meme Monica, you have that access to advertise with us. Either you buy airtime, or you can advertise with our The Villager newspaper, and you have access to customers around Namibia and also the globe, because the good thing about having a digital version or a digital platform of the Villager newspaper is that it's not only people in Namibia who are reading about it, but businesses around the world, investors, and it's easier for you to network and also market through that. On top of that, we have Eagle FM app. There are always those who are asking to say, Eagle FM Namibia, where are you? What is the frequency number? We are not able to be connected with you. We are always advising you to say, in the world of advancement of technology, in the world of digitalization, and also in the world of globalization, technology took a center stage, and the digital platform become another platform, another environment that millions of people are engaging in. And you can only access to our radio if you are not able to connect it to the frequency. You can have an alternative way of downloading Eagle FM app. When you download Eagle FM app, you can go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, download Eagle FM app. And when you download that app and put it in your phone, you will be able to listen to the programs which are on air at that moment. And on top of that, in a situation that the time that program was played on air, you were busy or you were doing something of equal importance, The beauty of that is that we have podcast, and podcast is, you know, where you can go. It's an open archive where you can go and re-listen to the programs that you have missed at your own time, at your own pace. Yes, apart from that, you can also listen to us online. Just press Eagle FM Namibia, press home. You listen to the program is on air, you get connected with us. And you can also give your views about the conversation. Now, it's also very interesting to look at Imba App. Imba App is a digital version of hymn book, the smart way of accessing the soft copy of a hymn book in various Namibian languages, which is Ihangano, that is Oshuambo, you have Omaimburiro, that is Ocherero, you have Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So, download Imba App, and when you download Imba App, you have the luxury of accessing the soft copy or the digital version of your hymn book. We are always advising, even if you are a pastor, you are a congregation leader, you are an assistant pastor, or you are called to give a speech at a certain graduation, and also unfortunate events such as somebody passed on, and you are required to sing from a hymn book, and you do not have it, do not worry. You do not worry in the context that we got you, and you can use Imba App to have access to hymn book. So, dear listeners, for those of you coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 1900 hours. Yes, dear listeners, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. We are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. And the discussion for today, we are going to speak, and we are also going to praise and also acknowledge the efforts of government, particularly in the directive which was given to make sure that, you know, the appointment of board members of SOEs is frozen for the next 6 months while the government is busy amending PEGA Act. Yeah, for your own information, SOEs, these are state-owned enterprises such as NAMPOWER, NASFAF, NAMCO, NAMWATA, and many other NTA, NIPAM, and many other institutions, many other businesses of the government. But for the past 10 years or so, the environment in Namibia SOEs, Namibia Prastatals, has been very tough. It's so difficult in Namibia to be a CEO that finish your whole two terms. As we are speaking currently, as we are speaking, there are a lot of SOEs or state-owned enterprises, either is commercial one or non-commercial one, with acting CEOs, acting chairperson of the boards, and also acting CEOs. Because you find in the situation, even the acting CEO is fired due to corporate fights, corporate politics, misunderstanding of one another, power struggle, unclear relationships in terms of policies, who has power between the board of directors and the executive. And in most cases, these fights inhibit production and also development at large. Now, we have been speaking about this issue for quite some time now, and I like the fact that the current administration is also reactive in a good way to make sure that, I think they realize to make sure that this issue need to be handled very careful. For your own understanding, SOEs have been critical part of national development, and they have also been a pain in the Namibian budget. I do not want to speak about the issue of Air Namibia, which have been bailed out with a calculation of around 10 billion there. I don't want to enter that conversation. But what you need to know is that there have been those who have been performing, there have been those who have been trying, and there have been the worst one. There have been power struggles. It's few SOEs without scandals. Go to NTA, go to NIPAM, go to NIDA, go to NASFAF, go to NAMCO, go to TransNamib. You can name them. You can name them. Go to MITCO. I will not finish the list because if I started mentioning, I will end up, finishing all the minutes speaking about SOEs with history of power struggle, with history of fight between the appointing authority, the oversight authority, and the management. Now, during late Ginkop's administration, he was known to be a good administrator, setting policies, frameworks, process systems and institution. There was an amendment of Public Enterprises Act that is known as PEGA. There was an introduction of Ministry of Public Enterprise that was run by Mr. Yusta, which was a very powerful ministry. However, the fights did not end. SOEs continue to milk the government money. SOEs continue to be at the front pages of newspapers. CEOs started fighting in boardrooms. Some resorted into punches. Some resorted in scandals, which I cannot mention. However, Namibia is at a critical time now. Namibia is at a very critical time where we need to prove leadership, we need to prove governance, and we also need to make sure that we prove that we can be trusted by the whole world. Looking at the situation around now, in the ground, looking at the situation around now where Namibia is leading in terms of investors, looking at the situation now where Namibia is leading in terms of investors, because when you look at Foreign Direct Investment Intelligence Report, which is indicating that Namibia is second in the world in terms of foreign direct investment and number one in Africa, you realize that a lot of people want to invest in Namibian resources, but we are not putting ourselves together. We are not putting ourselves together. But you know what is very interesting? What is very interesting is that I understand that the government have realized this. And one of the best way to work out the corporate governance issues is to make sure that you put SOEs in order, because these SOEs are competing also with the private sector, but they are making money for government, some are for delivering services. And the strength of SOEs is the strength of government, and it's also the strength, or it determines how long you are going to withstand pressure and how long you are going to advance in terms of development. Looking at countries like China, China made sure that they have strong SOEs, which are operating in their country and also outside. Now, it's also a very good thing also to praise and also thank the government of Namibia, especially when it's coming to freezing the appointment of board members of state-owned enterprises for the next 6 months, where they are working out on Public Enterprise Governance Act, trying to fit in or trying to cross some loopholes and also try to balance the power and functionality. Because remember, after the abolishment of Public Enterprise Ministry,
Heineken's iconic balanced taste that gives you that refreshing first only made possible by Heineken's 5-star credentials. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Public Enterprise Ministry then that function was given to the Minister of Finance. But now that function is in the air. Now that function is delegated to blind ministries. Because if you are Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform, you know, you deal with SOEs under your ministry. If you are Minister of Trade, you deal with SOEs under your ministry. But there are also critical elements where SOEs are standing between, ministries, and the act its own is become a conflict, and corporate leaders understood this. That's why, in order to avoid conflict of interest, favoritism, the government made that bold move. To me, as a student of governance, student of politics, I understand that that is one of the best move, and I think if PEGA Act is finalized on time. Because amending the act is also not an easy thing. If it's finalized on time, we might be at a good standard. But if it's not finalized on time, it's also going to delay us. It's also going to leave a power vacuum when it's coming to management and governance of SOEs in Namibia. Because for your own information, the highest paid people are the leaders of SOEs in Namibia. They are paid more than the president of the country. And they are very powerful. They have influence in terms of government business, and also in terms of resource management of the country. Put it this way. There is a discovery of oil and gas in Namibia. NAMCO is at the center of this discovery. It's a state institution. However, it has an acting MD. It's an acting MD. The question that you're asking yourself is that when an investor comes into Namibia, then engage government, look at the institutions which are there, then you're asking yourself, if you have an acting MD, where is your full MD, your real MD? Where is he standing trial? How can we trust doing business with you? That is already something that you need to look at. That's really something that you need to look at. However, in a situation that this PEGA Act is really revised, amended, and also polished very well, we will be able to see changes in national development. We'll be able also to see real corporate governance applied. And I just wish they finalized it on time, particularly the Ministry of Justice, and also the Office of Attorney General. They finalized this document on time, and also to give confidence to the public, because we do not need to. We do not have the luxury of time. As it has been said, we do not have the luxury of time, and the issues of framework and governance and policies were supposed to be already done. We are supposed to be on the practicality side of things because we do not have time. 2025 is already out. 2030 is not the end of the world, but it's our target. It's how we are going to measure ourselves. And we do not need, we are not in the mood of fighting anymore. We are in the mood of practical implementation, or and what need to be done and also to see how Namibia can navigate through challenges that are still standing, and they have been here for the past 35 years. Now, corporate governance is a very difficult thing to understand, more difficult to apply, and also very difficult to manage. And when we work out that, we'll be able to see the Namibia that you want. And as an ordinary citizen, seeing what is happening around, particularly when Office of the Prime Minister, the President himself, is taking a stand to say guys, what have been happening for the past 35 years should not be business as usual anymore. Let us try to do something new. Let us try to do something new. And, you know, we may have a lot of criticism about the move, but to me, I think it's the right choice. The question is, how long is it going to take? The question is time. We don't have that luxury of time. You lead, you give a leadership vacuum, and you also leave uncertainty. Because those things were supposed to be ironed already. It was supposed to be priority number one. Because if you look at, for example, you look at institution, look at Midco, you look at NIDA, you look at NAMCO, look at NASFAV. Everybody there is acting. Everybody there is acting. Look at how many people are resigning from boards, are just running away from you don't know what. But the question is that, how can we strengthen our SOEs? When you have ROPOs in SOEs, you are not going to move. Look at what happened in South Africa. Or look at what happened in South Africa. I like always giving a comparison of South Africa. Look what happened in Transnet. Look at what happened in SABC. Look at what happened in Bosasa. Look at what happened in Eskom. I think now they are getting it online. Load shedding. And if you are a reader, get time to read the book of which was written by Andrew De Ruyter. He's a former CEO of Eskom. He's a very tough Afrikaner man, a very tough lawyer, who has been in a CEO for Eskom for around 3 years, and he documented events, the power struggle, influence of politics, and also influence of the board, and the difficulty of managing an SOE in South Africa. Having that as your case study, now the question that you need to ask yourself is that, how is the future looking like with Pega Act finalized? Or how is the future looking like with the finalization of Pega Act? Because Public Enterprise Governance Act, when it's finalized, there is also issue of institutional culture that you need to work on. This issue of CADA deployment that you need to work on, because if you appoint me because I'm related to your political party, you are making a favor to me, but you are throwing the citizen that have voted for you under the bus. Because if I lead an institution and it's not functional, you pay me my salary, you give me 250,000 per month, but an ordinary Namibian on the ground is suffering. And we must know these things. We must know these things to say institutions, especially SOEs, they are the ones which are running critical resources. You have NAM power, you have NAM water. You have water, you have electricity. You have NAMCO, you have oil, you have energy. You have an engine of the state. But if you are not taking care of this, we are not gonna reach our main objective. Now, as an ordinary citizen, looking at the program at hand, looking at the cabinet that we have, looking at people at strategic position, you must be able to understand that Namibia has a very difficult role to play to prove itself. You must understand that. You must understand that we need to play beyond diplomacy. You must be able also to understand that we need to be very tactful and also, most importantly, strategic enough to make sure that what we do now in our SOEs, what we do now in our government, should not only be seen as a victory, as aiming to achieve short-term victory, but is something which need to be looked at in the context that is going to be a long-term objective. Because, you know, I got the opportunity to listen to an economist, you know, yesterday. I attended a public lecture an economist. It's very difficult to pronounce his name. But for you who follow Namibian economy, you must be able to understand the author of the Guide to Namibian Economy, Robin Chevron. And he gave a very interesting presentation. What he started doing, and that is exactly what we need. What he started doing, he gave a presentation regarding access to economic information, where he launched a free website where you can get access to economic information. And I'm not marketing for him, but the Namibians, let us read, access those Namibian information. Go online and get those information. Get the latest budget, analyze those, know where the money is going. Latest document from Bank of Namibia, go and analyze. Look at promises which were done 20 years ago. Look, evaluate what have happened. Now, what he did, and it's very interesting what he did, is that he gave a straight presentation, then he poked holes in every plan that the government have done, every plan that the leading political party SWAPO have done, and pointed out the weakness. He also looked at events which led to changes, and also the trust in the leadership, and also how event affected the political economy of Namibia. And what is very interesting is that the presentation was so clear enough to have a pattern of factors and facts which are looking at how the economy is performing. He questioned the aspect of labor force. He looked at NDP-6. Look at green energy. Look at oil and gas. And what I did not like about the presentation, or what I was expecting, is recommendation of what need to be done. Because if you are a researcher and somebody is sitting with data in front of you, if you are an economic advisor to the president, for example, if you are a policy advisor to the minister, you look at this information with both eyes and say, I'm not lying to you, minister. This is of ambitious, but it's good. Let's see how we can deal with these challenges. Let's see how we can deal with these ripples, how we can navigate. Because what we need, we do not want to see what is not working. We want to see what is not working with an alternative. That is why the other time we were debating about no PEGA Act, the Public Enterprise Governance Act, the conflict within SOEs. And sometimes you really understand that it's not really about Chief Executive Officer or MDs who want to fight. It's about complication of duties. You are getting instruction from somebody who was supposed to not to give you instruction. Or you are getting instruction from two people who have different power, and they are also answering to different authority. Lack of chain. There is no clear chain of command. You can have a CFO who is powerful than the CEO in terms of influence. Then you can have a member of the board who does not listen to the chairperson of the board. Then you have those fights. Everybody is running to the minister. Somebody is going to the Minister of Finance, for example, that time. The other one is going to the line ministry. And Attorney General is also saying the other thing. But the law is the law. The law is the law, and it doesn't mean that the law is right. It just needs to be amended to make sure that it serves the greater good of men. Because, you know, when you look at the establishment of the state, it's not necessarily about what is there. It's about, are human beings satisfied? Are human beings under that state being served? Are human beings under that, state being served?
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Human beings under that, state being saved. You know what I like about this move of freezing the appointment of board of directors within SOEs is that it will give us time to reflect. And it's also an interesting case study for us ordinary Namibians to see in a time that you get there in the future. If you are a student of MBA, this is your time now to shine. This is your place and your area to do research. Do an investigation on the impact of, PEGA Act on the performance of SOEs. Take a case study of NAMCO. Believe me, you will get a distinction in that MBA if you do your research properly. Do an investigation on the impact of duplication of duties or different authorities in the operation and functionality of SOEs. Take MITCO as a case study. You get a cum laude, acrobat. In that case, you get a cum laude if you do your research properly. Because if you are an MBA student and you are a BA student majoring in finance or strategies, take these major problems that we have and you become a useful academician who solve a problem in an SOE. Maybe your recommendation. And that is the aim of going to business school. Don't go to business school for the sake of getting promotion. We are going there for a wrong reason. Because you go to business school, you get your MBA, you get your doctorate in business administration, you come to the corporate world, you go to the boardroom, to management committee. The same problem that have been there that you did not study is the same problem that is going to affect you. And it's also the same problem that is going to send you home. You see what I mean? If you are studying public administration and management, look at that public sector. Because SOEs are the backbone of the economy, of the state. And if you have the collapse of SOEs, if you have liquidation of SOEs, if you have power struggle in SOEs, believe me, you will not achieve your goals. But I think we must give credit to where it's needed. When the government is making this move about amending PEGA Act, let us see what would be the actions, because amendment is one thing. The other thing is also to oversee, to monitor and evaluate. Because if I just have to take you again back to African peer review mechanism on coherence of policy, one of the weaknesses which was seen particularly in the case of Namibia is underdeveloped monitoring and evaluation. We do not monitor and evaluate what we did, and also the impact of the program and project that we put in place. That's why when you look at Central Procurement Board report, which are indicating to say, no, some of these tenders have been, in operation for the past, 5 years, they are not yet completed. Because of lack of monitoring and evaluation. If we come to that point of monitoring and evaluation, we will be able to see our weakness and we can improve. So that's why we are saying we are very happy, particularly me, because I used to have a problem with PEGA Act to say, no, let's work on this. Because SOEs can't subtract SOEs from developmental plan, because that is your tool to reach people. That is where you are getting service from. That is where you are getting money from. That is where you are getting professionals from. And interestingly, report of African peer review mechanism, which followed by the one on coherence of policy. That was the other one was on governance of natural resources. That governance report on natural resources gave again recommendation to say we must strengthen the governance of SOEs. Go and read. We must strengthen the governance of SOEs, and they must be given clear policies and also engage in trade, because that is your capitalist part of your governance, especially the commercial SOE. Because, you know, you have tier 1 and tier 2, where you have, on the one hand, you have a commercial SOEs which are making money. Then you have SOEs which are for giving services. Yeah, for giving services. You have, for example, the National Youth Council. You have, and you also have regulators, which are not really for profit, but for regulation. It's for regulation. You have those who are putting authority. You have road authority. You have an electrical, control board, and many other regulators. And you also have those which are there for business. You have the number of them. Those who are there for business. With the telecom. And many others. That's why the question that we are asking ourselves is that, yes, we are thankful for the government of Namibia, especially when you realize to say enough is enough. There is power struggle, everybody have seen, and we are at a critical juncture where everybody want to trust us, but we are also not trusting ourselves. Let us try to amend this act, and also let us try to see what we can do. Because the question that you're asking yourself is that, how fast is that process going to be? How fast is that process going to be? Because time does not wait for you. How fast is that process going to be? And how is it going to be monitored and evaluated? Now, you have a problem of beggar. You just throw it away. Then you come up with a new, or you amend it. But you don't really go to say, why did we end up here? Let's go back and see, we can just go back and trace to the establishment of the Ministry of Public Enterprise. We just go back to that establishment of the Ministry of Public Enterprise. And then we see to say, what was making it difficult for Leon Huster to manage these SOEs? Then you look at those data. How many SOEs collapsed within this range? How many of them succeeded, and why did they succeed? Then you come to the time of Tateshimi. What are some of the difficult case studies which Tateshimi was struggling with, particularly when it's coming to management of SOEs? How many CEOs did we lose? How many board of directors resigned? How many were fired? What did we do wrong in that Public Enterprise Governance Act? Then those data will inform the future. But if you just, this one is not working, let us remove some of the act, let us give power to line ministries, and life continue. Then you can come up with another problem. But prescribing or understanding the recommendation which were already given by the studies to say, upgrade your game of monitoring and evaluation. Doing so will make it, easier for a stronger policy, functional policy, implementable policy, which is going to be impactful to an ordinary Namibian on the ground. Because remember, while everything is happening, the world is moving forward. We are still an unequal nation in terms of, economic inequality. We are still graylisted by Financial Action Task Force. We are still a high risk jurisdiction zone by European Union Commission. We have to deal with those things. We have a dark ground on us. But it doesn't mean that Namibia should be destroyed. It doesn't mean that we need to fight our own. Now, as an ordinary Namibian, what is your role in this? Because we like watching also and see, now they are in trouble, now they are in trouble. But you know, when, and this thing must really change. This thing must really change. When an SOE is in trouble, when a CEO is being fired, don't laugh and say, no, we told you, you were driving Mercedes Benz, you were having, a golden card and all these things, now you are in the state. Don't look at it that. That is a narrow way of thinking. You must feel pain when, Namco MD is fired. You must feel pain for that. Because it's your future, it's your resources. In fact, we must all be shameful. Let us not go to court and laugh and say, no, they were eating the money. You were supposed to pray and also say, he could have done better. Or let's find another one who can do better. And this thing, we have this thing in Namibia where a lot of people, they clap, they clap, they want other people to fall. And they can't wait for that news to come. But if a person is failing at an SOE, if you are narrow-minded, you end up thinking, oh yeah, we told them, they think they are who. But from a broader perspective, it's up to you to see, as a cleaner in this SOE, let me say you are a cleaner at Namco. You are still at the center of oil in Namibia. You are still doing garment. You are working on behalf of the garment. And you must be proud for that. And how you clean has an impact on the organization. If you are a receptionist, you are an administrator, you are a PR, don't only say, no, our bosses are what, because an organization, where organization is standing, it stands beyond those who sit at the top. And it also stands beyond those who are within that organization, because at the end of the day, stakeholders are who? Are ordinary citizens which are on the ground. That's why when we understand that the structure, when we understand that power distribution, when we understand the operational mechanism of that, then we'll make it our responsibility to also become the watchdog of those institutions. Because, it's painful to tell an ordinary citizen to say, you know, all the resources that you see around, those are our resources. It's only that they are not well distributed, and it's only that not everyone can have them due to what have happened or what people were not able to do. When you move through Okashana, Kukongo and Hare, you must understand that all those rhinos, those giraffes, those kasongos are your resources. When somebody is poaching them, it's you who has to manage to make sure that they are well managed. It's you who have to make sure that they are well managed. That's why in the context of, that's why we are saying we have been really complaining about, the fight in Namibian SOEs. I don't even want to talk about the local authorities, where it's also a case study of another day. But, within SOEs, we have also been, we are shameful to hear somebody being fired. Because it takes us five steps back. Because remember, you have oil, you have oil and gas, you have and when I attended oil and gas conference, I was looking at the acting MD of Namco presenting, and I just want her to have strength to say, no, you got this. We know it's very tough out there, but you got this. All the investors are looking at you. You must play that role. And also make sure that at least we learn from what have happened. But I'm also feeling for her due to, it's just a position which changed, but the act is still the same. The pressure can still be, put on her. The pressure can still be put on her anyhow. But she can also be influenced. And I don't want her to be influenced, But I wish we from this on, we as Namibians, we look at what need to be done in terms of our governance, in terms of our corporate governance, and also in terms of our work ethics. Because the other day we were just speaking about Japanese culture and also their strong work ethics, their resilience, and they are also zero tolerance to malpractices. We just hope our Prime Minister, when he's coming back home from a Tokyo International Conference on African Development, he also bring those, culture, those good practices within the sector of public sector, and also to assist in shaping the Namibian system, particularly the governance system, because we are really struggling with a lot of things, but we must be proud of ourselves on what we are doing well. Because there is this thing to say, if you are not thankful, you end up stealing. And we are very happy about that move of government. And I just hope the current administration must finalize that thing within an understandable time, because if you're focusing on correcting all the policies and framework without looking at what an ordinary Namibian is doing, then again, we'll still be on a drawing board, because there is an aspect of mineral beneficiation. There's an aspect of value addition. There's an aspect of creation of employment. There's aspect of free education. There's aspect of dealing with food security. There are a lot of aspects. But the ship must not sink. And we must all support. And when we know our roles in our society, when you know our roles in our society, I think it will be much easier to deal with these issues. And it will be also understandable when every Namibian understand the functions of SOEs, the function of governance structure, where to go, who, when you need assistance, and also what role should I play. Either as a observer, as a watchdog, as somebody from outside, and also as a contributor or a player within that institution. So, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And I'm going to leave you in good hands of Tuma team. And don't forget to follow us at all our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, and indeed on LinkedIn. Download the Villager newspaper. It's coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And indeed, tomorrow it's also coming out. And make sure that you have a luxury of accessing statistics, data, food security, governance issue, trade, and become a good citizen who understand, economic matters, and also who can make those long-term strategic economic decisions and contribute to the development of the country. So, from me, David Shombe, thank you very much, and bye-bye for now.